الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, undoubtedly the advice of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given during the period of his illness, which was the cause of him leaving this world, his maradul wafat, the illness that led to him leaving this world, were very, very profound advices. And they were parting advices for this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hold firm onto and to practice upon till the day of Qiyamah. The illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began in the month of Safar, Wednesday, the 19th of Safar, and it lasted for 13 days. And according to different narrations, some mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, and some mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this dunya on the 2nd of Rabiul Awal, which is the preferred view. And even in that illness, the illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was suffering from severe fever, and the water from seven skins were poured over the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to cool the temperature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even in that condition, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fikr and worry and concern for the ummah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this worry of the well-being of the ummah. And in that condition, with a great amount of difficulty and with a severe headache, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ties a bandage to his Mubarak forehead to ease the pain, and taking assistance with his cousin Hazrat Fadl ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the masjid. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs Hazrat Fadl ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that gather the Sahaba. And when the Sahaba had come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter climbed upon the minbar and gave advices. And these parting advices, advices for us to hold firmly upon to. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs upon the minbar and tells the Sahaba that verily I'm going to precede you. Wa ana alaykum shaheedun. And I'm going to be a witness for you. Wa inna mu'idukum al-hawd. And our meeting place is going to be the Hawd al-Kawthar, the well, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving water from his Mubarak hands. And that person who is fortunate, may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those, that person who is fortunate to drink water from the well of Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will never ever feel thirsty again. A clear ishara that that person is guaranteed Jannat. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba, this group of individuals, the greatest people of the ummah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our meeting place will be the Hawd al-Kawthar. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that verily I do not fear that you will ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after me. I do not have that fear. لَسْتُ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُشْرِكُوا بَعْدِي. I don't have that fear that you become disbelievers after me. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا. But I have this fear, I have this worry that you will become involved in this dunya and you will fall into the temptations of this dunya. You will fall into the traps of shaitan. The mafhum of the hadith that this dunya will tempt you and you will compete with one another regarding this dunya. In another hadith that is mentioned, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent to Bahrain to collect the jizya, the tax. And when Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah returned with the taxes, then the news spread amongst the Sahaba that Abu Ubaidah has now returned. So the next morning for Fajr Salah, many Sahaba that normally were not present in Masjid al-Nabawi, they used to perform their Salah in the masajid that were in their localities. They had now heard that the distribution is going to be taking place, so they had come for Fajr Salah to Masjid al-Nabawi. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that it seems that the news has spread that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah has returned. The Sahaba replied, yes, O Nabi of Allah. And they had nothing to hide. They were very, very clean-hearted about it. And thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives them glad tidings and says that Abshiru, glad tidings. These were after very, very poor Sahaba. And it was their right that was in this world that had come. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives them glad tidings that yes, you will receive your share from what has come. But thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives them advice. And this was the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every moment he guided the Sahaba. And it is a lesson for us to come after, and a lesson for humanity at large. Mal faqr akhsha alaykum. It is not poverty that I fear for you, but I fear the dunya for you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I do not have this worry that you will become poor, but this worry that I have is that you will compete with one another for this dunya, and this dunya will become your prime objective in life. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the examples of the nations of the past that they were destroyed because of this. And you will compete one another and will destroy you like how it destroyed before those before you. So this was the one advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. Hazrat Uqbah bin Amir, rawi of the hadith, he mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us this advice, and this was the last time that I had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri also mentioned the hadith. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed upon the minbar, and thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his servant a choice, and the choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his servant is either he takes what is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he takes what is in the dunya. And that servant has accepted or has chosen to take that which is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri mentions that when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu began crying. And as Abu Sa'id Khudri mentions that we did not know why Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is crying. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter consoles Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and mentions that لا تبكي يا أبا بكر. That Abu Bakr, do not cry. Oh Abu Bakr, do not cry, do not grieve. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri mentions that we do not know why Hazrat Abu Bakr was crying, but later on we understood that the person that understood Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that لو كنت متخذا خليلا من أمتي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. that if I were to take a close bosom friend from this ummah, I would have chosen Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu as my close bosom friend, but Allah Ta'ala has taken your companion, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as his close friend, but we have the brotherhood of Islam and the love of Islam and the closeness of Islam. So Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri mentions that this was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he had understood that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a servant a choice, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was referring to himself. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood this. This was the maqam and the status of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that right till the last few moments of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives glad tidings to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also was given glad tidings in the last few moments of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that Umar minni wa ana ma'ahu, that Umar is from me and I'm with him. And the haq, the truth after me will be with Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherever he may be. This was the maqam and the status that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How can anyone ever point any figure against Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right towards the end of his life, is giving glad tidings that the truth will be with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Further, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued giving the Sahaba advice, and amongst the other advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given towards the last few moments of his life was أَخْرِجُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ, that expel the mushrikeen, the disbelievers, from the Arabian Peninsula. Friends and elders, this is not something that is in our control, that we can now remove the mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara, from the Arabian Peninsula. But what is in our control is to remove their likings from our heart, to remove the love that we have for them from our heart, and bring about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our heart. This was the dua that Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to make, that, O Allah, remove the love of the Yahudiyat and Nasraniyat from the hearts of the believers. On the one hand, we claim we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we curse the enemies of Islam, the Yahud and the Nasara, but on the other hand, in every aspect of their life, we try to emulate them and try to follow them, be it how they spend their free times, be it how they have their functions and their gatherings, be it in their amusements, in their sports, etc. We follow them and we emulate them. May Allah protect us, may Allah save us. Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith mentions that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that a person will be on the day of Qiyamah with whom he loves. We claim we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the true gauge of love is to bring about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into each and every aspect of our life. Not only in the months that are coming, in the month of Rabiul Awal, or in the month of Muharram, or in the month of Ramadan, or any other month or day which we feel to be a auspicious or a great day, but each and every second and every moment of our life to bring about the sunnahs and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Among other advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had also given, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam climbs upon the minbar, and thereafter he calls out to the Sahaba, that if I have taken the right of any person, if I have struck the back of any person unjustly, then let him take the revenge. If I have verbally harmed any person, then let him take the revenge also. And if I have taken any person's money unjustly, if I am owing any person money, then let him claim that haq also. So this was the worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Definitely we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not unjustly harm any person or take the wealth of any person unjustly. But this was a teaching for us to realize that how important it is for us to keep our affairs in order. And we do not know when we are going to pass away. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew he is going to leave the dunya in a few days. So this is a teaching for us, that we do not know when we are going to leave this world, to ensure that our affairs are in order. If we have harmed any person, be it physically, be it verbally, or if you are owing him any money or any wealth that is due to him, then let us ensure that we do not leave this world without fulfilling the haqq of those. And if it be monetary wealth, then ensure that a note is made so that the rightful person may be paid off. This was the worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala thereafter mentions that amongst the last words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has uttered before he left this dunya, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued saying, As-salah wa ma malakat imanukum, As-salah wa ma malakat imanukum. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued saying this until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not speak anymore. This was the worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, Salah, hukukullah, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is our duty and our responsibility. 5 times daily salah with jamaat in the masjid is a responsibility of each ummati, of this ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each male ummati in the masjid, female at home. This was the responsibility. And this was the worry and the concern that amongst the last words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had uttered was to the importance of salah. And friends and elders, this also is our duty and our responsibility. Unfortunately, today we have become a ritualistic ummat. We are becoming like a ritualistic ummat. That on days, on certain days and certain months, the masjid becomes full. In the month of Ramadan, Rabiul Awal, few days. Other months, few days, the masjid becomes full. And thereafter we are gone back to our ways. We are not only Muslims on the occasion of Rabiul Awal, or on the occasion of Muharram, or on the occasion of Ramadan, or Zulhijjah. But salah is our responsibility. 5 times daily salah with jamaat in the masjid is our responsibility each and every day of our life. Can you imagine the pain that we are causing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when that ummati of this, who claims to be an ummati of this ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that muazzin is calling at the time of Fajr that as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, that salah is better than your sleep. Salah is better than sleep. But he turns a deaf ear to the call of the muazzin and he continues with what he is busy with. And the salah becomes qaza. And like that, the zohr salah, the asr salah, when a person is busy with his livelihood, he's busy with his business, but the muazzin is calling out that come to salah, come to success, that my success, your success, and the success of each and every person lies in the masjid. And he turns, the azan falls upon deaf ears. This was the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that remain firm and remain steadfast upon salah. And at the time of Maghrib and Isha, when he's at home, he's busy with his family, etc. Now that azan also falls on deaf ears. So this was the one of the last advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given to bring about complete salah into our lives. Regarding Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was on his deathbed, then Hazrat Miswar ibn Makhrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes into the room. The wound of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was such that there was a large gaping wound in his stomach. And whenever Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu consumed anything, then he used to come out from that wound in his stomach. And Sahaba realized that Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not going to survive much longer. And he was in and out of the state of consciousness. Hazrat Miswar ibn Makhrama comes into the room and asks the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding the condition of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he says that Hazrat Umar is as you see him in this condition. So he asks, does he ever wake up from this? He says, yes, he wakes up. When does he wake up? When he is reminded of the time of Salah. And thereafter the call was given, As-Salah, O Amirul Mu'mineen, the time of Salah has come. And even in that difficult condition, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala awakens from his condition and he says, As-Salah, As-Salah, La hazza fil islami liman taraka as-salah, that the time of salah has come and there is no share in Islam for that person who is negligent and unmindful of his salah. And Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab thereafter performs his salah even in that condition. This was the importance that was placed upon salah, that awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abdu min amali yawm al-qiyamah, the first thing that a person will be questioned with regards to his actions on the day of qiyamah is his salah. So this was the last advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given, as-salah, that hold firm upon your salah, do not miss your salah, do not be unmindful and negligent of your salah, wama malakat imanukum. And also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us regarding fulfilling huququl ibad, that be kind to your slaves, and every such person that is under you, that you have control and you have authority over them, be it our families at home, whom we have control over, be it our staff that are under us, or whoever else that is under us, every such person that you have control over, be mindful, do not oppress them, do not be unfair to them, do not be unjust to them. This was the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Friends and elders, we are the ummatis of this ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This month of Rabiul Awal that is coming, it is, we will witness many, many seerah jalsa taking place. We will hear talks about the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are ummatis of this ummat of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our duty and responsibility is to bring about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our lives. Each aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. They say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow the lifestyle, follow the mold of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوْ اسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاءُوا مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ لَا أَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدًا. That if you have to choose any way, you go upon any part, knock upon any door, I will not open for them except if they come onto the mold of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that each person of this ummat, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba, that each person of this ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be entered into jannat except those who refuse, those who reject. Qila wa man ya'ba ya Rasulullah, it was asked that who are those that refuse or reject. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that man ata'ani faqad dakhala al-jannah, that person who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be entered into jannah, wa man asani faqad aba, that person who disobeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is regarded as that person who has refuted and he has rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these moments for us to ponder and reflect upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, it is Allah Ta'ala's special favor. It is Allah Ta'ala's special favor that Allah Ta'ala has made us for amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is upon us, after having been blessed with this great favor, to carry out the right of this favor. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. What is the gauge of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That person who loves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is regarded as a person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And that person who loves me will enjoy my companionship in Jannah. That is a reward to bring about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Friends and elders, this is what these months are for. If this occasion of Rabiul Awal comes about, then it's for us to reflect and ponder about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to bring about the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is of importance, that how each ummati of his ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be taken into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.